Rodney, it seems like every year or two there comes a celebrity who takes his own life. Here in the metro area, Rashan Salaam, the football player, believed to have taken his own life just a few weeks ago. It is aggravated here at the holiday season, perhaps because of the difference. Everything's supposed to be joyous. You're not feeling so joyous. There is a foundation established here in the metro area called the Carson J. Spencer Foundation. They had a interesting and lighthearted approach to reaching men where they're hurting. They created this character, Dr. Rich Mahogany.
Sometimes men feel angry or overwhelmed. So at mantherapy.org, men can deal with life's issues using tools like aromatherapy. Dim the lights, make yourself comfortable, and heat up some essential oils like the ones that emanate from a skillet of sizzling bacon. Now, take a deep breath. Mantherapy.org. Therapy the way a man does it.
Suicide rates are actually at their lowest point during the holiday season, which is not what people expect because of the reason you just cited. But they're at the lowest now, and they're at the highest in the spring. But it doesn't mean we should take our eyes off the issue. My younger brother died by suicide during the holiday season, so obviously it's a time where I'm also focused on supporting people in grief and also working on prevention.
Yeah, the namesake for the foundation, Carson J. Spencer. It's interesting. It's delicate. People don't want to talk about it, but everyone I know has been affected by it in some way. And the question that survivors ask is, what could I have done? So let's start there, and then we'll drill down into getting people the help that they need. That's a common response, isn't it? What could I have done?
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, when you're looking in the rearview mirror 2020 and you learn things about suicide risk and suicidal behavior, unfortunately, sometimes warning signs come into view that were not there before. And the story of Rashan is so tragic because, like many, you know, we don't think that our most courageous, most talented, most brave could ever be at risk for this.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's those men in particular that are falling through the cracks. They're not reaching out. They're not letting anybody know that they're dealing with an addiction or depression or anxiety, and they just kind of white knuckle it and try to make it through on their own. And sometimes our mental health issues are too big to do alone. We need support and we need treatment.
I was a little encouraged to hear that mental health visits are up at the University of Colorado. And maybe the stigma is getting a little smaller. We want to make it easier for people to get help, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make mental health seen just the way we do physical health, that we do regular checkups to see how we're doing, that we do some proactive things to make sure that our mental resiliency is being built up for times when things hit hard, just like we do physical health, right? We don't, you know, expect to go out and run a marathon without training.
Right,
we prepare our bodies for hard times, and we could do that with our mental health as well. So proactive mental wellness pieces are super important. A lot of companies now are looking to do that. And then early identification, just like we do other health issues. We screen for blood pressure, for cancer. Mm. We can screen for depression, anxiety, and alcohol misuse so that we can catch things early before they become catastrophic and life-threatening.
Dr. Sally Spencer-Thomas joins us from the Carson J. Spencer Foundation, carsonjspencer.org. Now, in the 12 years you've been doing this difficult and important work, you're starting to see some people catching on to the things you're trying to convey. How are first responders, and I know they're often right there on the front lines.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually seen tremendous momentum in some industries that, again, you would never expect to embrace this issue with such enthusiasm. But for the last 2 years, we've spent a lot of effort and have seen a lot of success in our first responder communities, in law enforcement and fire service, and now most recently EMS, in our construction industry, and getting some more interest in oil and gas and mining. And that industry in particular ranks second in the nation for highest suicide rates and number one for largest numbers. And then finally, there's a group of entrepreneurs up in the Boulder area that have been rocked by several high-profile suicides in their community, and they're coalescing and gathering momentum in this area as well. So we're working in partnership with these groups with our Working Minds program, where we go in and we really build capacity for these workplaces to do sustained and comprehensive work in suicide prevention.
Sally Spencer Thomas from the Carson J. Spencer Foundation. Interesting. You said, what's the name of that program there?
Yeah, it's called Working Minds.
Working Minds.
A play on words. And we do training within the workplaces. We help with communication strategy, leadership engagement, policy and procedure development. And a lot of times we're actually starting after a suicide loss, tragically. So we also help workplaces deal with the very difficult grief and trauma that follows a suicide, and then help them transition into prevention work.
All the best to you and to your work there at the Carson J. Spencer Foundation, carsonjspencer.org. Real important, the lifeline for help if you're feeling a crisis coming on, 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255.